So Zig Ziglar once said, you are what you are and where you are because of what has gone into your mind. You can change what you are and where you are by changing what goes into your mind. Really sit and think about that. Think about your life and where you're at. And this is stuff I think about all the time as well. You are what you are and where you are because of what has gone into your mind. So what has gone into your mind? Things that you've let in, movies you've watched, people you've interacted with, music you've listened to, and also things that have gone into your mind that you didn't really want to go into your mind. Maybe somebody forced something into your mind. Maybe there was something that happened to you that was beyond your control that went into your mind. Maybe you had a car accident that went into your mind. So that all changes us. Every single thing that we have happen to us in our life changes us slightly. Now, some people have a very strong foundation built on concrete and brick and rock, and things happen to them in their lives and it doesn't change them a lot. They could watch a horrible movie full of evil and things that happen in the movie that doesn't really affect them that much because they have their life built on a rock, I guess, on a foundation of rock and stone. But there's other people that are more susceptible to being influenced by things like this, by music, by movies, by everyday life, by other people in their lives. And I mean, you can think of people like that that you probably know, probably like teenagers, right? or children. You could suggest things to children and they're more likely to believe it. They're more likely to take action on that certain thing. So I think it's a very important thing that we all need to be thinking about in our lives is what are we letting into our minds? And not just a brain, but a mind. A lot of people think, well, we just have brains and these computers are our brains, but I believe in a higher level, something that is not physical beyond our brain is our mind. And what we let into our mind is very, very important. And I struggle with this all the time. You're watching the news and you're letting that news, that negativity into your brain. And then how does that affect you the rest of the day? It can be very, very much of a change on your body and the actions you take and the life you live. If you sit and listen to the news all day, you got to think about what's reported in the news. The news is reporting typically negativity, right? Negativity gets clicks and negativity gets the majority of the movement on Twitter. If you hear something that happened in the world, a mass shooting, that negative activity is going to get massive, massive clicks, massive attention. And then it's going to go on for weeks and weeks and weeks and weeks and months and months and months. And then 10 years from now, they're going to bring it back up. So that's part of the news cycle. That's part of our lives these days. And I apologize if you hear, we've got the rain going. I can hear the rain popping through. But yeah, it's just, if you're really thinking about what's going into your mind, maybe you can deflect some of those things. You can start to feed yourself positive things, positive music, positive movies with a message. Recently, just this past weekend, the movie Unplanned came out. I haven't seen it yet. I definitely want to see it. I kind of don't want to see it because I know it's going to be hard to watch. It's going to make me kind of upset and irritated that people actually still defend abortion. This movie's about abortion, if you didn't know. But, I mean, I understand that there's people out there that still defend it and call it the choice. And I think if you get out of the politics and you really look at it and you had to go there and actually view an abortion and see what actually happens, then I think that would change a lot of minds. But So that movie Unplanned, if you go watch that, I mean, it's going to be a lot of negativity in there. It's going to be a lot of emotion in there. But overall, the message, I think, is good because it helps you understand life a little bit more, lets you understand what's happening around us. Maybe you can do something about it. Maybe you can influence somebody to not have an abortion, not to kill their baby. A woman or a man, by the way. I always hear about abortion, and guess what? I never hear about the men's side. It's a woman's choice, right? Behind every woman, there's also a man in that situation, right? And there's a lot of men that encourage or put pressure on women to get abortions. And there's men that aren't going to be around and put women in positions to want to get abortions too. So that's something that I think the abortion idea needs to have some focus on is the men and them helping obviously create the situation and not being supportive as well. So, but back to the mindset. What are we doing in our lives every day? What are you doing in your life every day to at least help balance out the negativity that you're bringing in with some positivity? So some suggestions that I would get put out there is at the base of everything, to have some scriptures. If you're religious at all, that's a great place to go. If you're not, I totally understand. That's not something that anybody can tell you to go do and force you into. It's definitely a choice. Having good music, good positive music, whatever that is for you. Create a Spotify list. Somebody has already created one, by the way. I'm sure there's tons of great playlists out there that you can listen to that will not bring you down or create negativity or, that type of a idea in your brain for the rest of the day. Think of something that's positive. And then get away from technology, I think, is a great one as well. Get away from the computer. Get away from the phone. Get out in nature. It's a great way to do it. I just know that works for me. So just remember, whatever goes into your mind, this applies to everything. Education. If you want to be better at something, if you want to expand your life and grow, and what you let into your mind is going to affect where you are, what you think about, and who you are. So hopefully that helps you. Some stuff that I think about all the time and I try to focus on, and I'm not great at it all the time, keeping the negativity out, but I'm still working on it. So have a great one. Subscribe if you haven't already, and we'll talk to you soon. Bye-bye.